This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Coffee Break German Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 3. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's super, danke Marc. Und dir?
Heute geht es mir super, danke. Und heute fahren wir nach Koblenz, nicht wahr?
Ja, genau, wunderbar.
So we're heading to Koblenz. This is, of course, in our travel diaries. This is season two. We are following the journey of Karl and his wife Birgit as they take a river cruise. First of all, down the Rhine and then onwards onto other rivers through Germany and into Austria. Have you visited Koblenz, Andrea?
Nein, leider noch nie. Aber ich habe es vor.
Du hast es vor?
I'm planning it.
Ah, okay.
Ich habe es vor.
Right.
I intend to do it.
That's good. And it's actually quite easy to use then if you just say, ich habe es vor, yeah?
Genau, ja.
Sehr gut. We are learning things already, but we've got lots more to learn. And of course, we have a text to listen to. We're going to listen to Karl's text now. And then afterwards, Andrea and I will discuss everything in the text. Also, los geht's.
Genau.
Tag 3. Ausblick am deutschen Eck. Koblenz. Und schon sind wir im nächsten Bundesland. Heute sind wir in Koblenz aufgewacht, einer wunderschönen Stadt in Rheinland-Pfalz. Schon bei unserem Frühstück haben wir neugierig auf die schönen Weinberge geschaut, die die Stadt umgeben, und uns auf einen sonnigen Tag gefreut. Zuerst besuchten wir das über 200 Jahre alte kurfürstliche Schloss Koblenz und spazierten am Ufer entlang zum Deutschen Eck. Das Deutsche Eck ist ein monumentales Denkmal zu Ehren Kaiser Wilhelms I. Seine riesige Reiterstatue steht dort schon seit über 100 Jahren. Von dort hatten wir einen noch viel besseren Ausblick auf die Weinberge als beim Frühstück und konnten sehen, wie die Mosel in den Rhein mündet. Am Nachmittag sind wir dann mit zwei anderen Ehepaaren unseres Schiffs mit der Seilbahn hoch über dem Rhein zur Festung Ehrenbreitstein gefahren. Wieder an Bord fragte Birgit, ob wir an Deck zu Abend essen wollten. Eine tolle Idee. Birgit und ihre wundervolle Art können mich bis heute jeden Tag aufs Neue faszinieren. Als Birgit auf Toilette war, meinte ich, am liebsten würde ich sie noch einmal heiraten, wenn ich könnte. Worauf einer unserer neuen Freunde, Klaus, sagte, das kannst du. Wir haben letztes Jahr auch unsere Eheversprechen erneuert.
Oh, I think Karl is a bit of a romantic, isn't he?
Ja, genau, ein Romantiker.
Ein Romantiker. Okay, sehr gut. Now, as we listen to this, there were certainly a few phrases, a few words and things in here that I was struggling with. So I think it will help us to go through this in greater detail. So, Andrea, can you take it from the beginning again, please? And we'll go through each sentence one by one.
Ja, natürlich. Und schon sind wir im nächsten Bundesland. Heute sind wir in Koblenz aufgewacht, einer wunderschönen Stadt in Rheinland-Pfalz.
Okay, so, und schon sind wir im nächsten Bundesland. So, is that saying, and we're already in the next, like, state, the next federal state of Germany?
Ja, genau, ja.
Okay. Heute sind wir in Koblenz aufgewacht. Today we woke up in Koblenz.
Mhm.
Einer wunderschönen Stadt in Rheinland-Pfalz. So a wonderful, a beautiful city in Rheinland-Pfalz.
Genau.
Can I ask you about einer?
Ja, natürlich, ja. I expected this question.
Okay.
This is obviously a dative, and we want to look at why it is a dative. Mm-hmm. What is our preposition there? So, heute sind wir in Koblenz aufgewacht. So, right. We have in as a preposition,
yep.
And we know in can have an accusative or a dative. Mm-hmm. The reason why it is here a dative is because we haven't just moved into Koblenz, mm-hmm. but we woke up. So, we weren't coming from anywhere else. Well, yeah. We were, but not while we were waking up.
Okay, so when we woke up, we were already in Koblenz.
Genau, yeah.
If Carl had said, we sailed into Koblenz, that would have been an accusative then.
Well, that would actually be nach. Wir sind nach Koblenz gefahren oder gesegelt. But if you wanted a sentence where we go into a city... Ja, then it would be, wir sind in eine wunderschöne Stadt gefahren.
I get it, right. Okay, so in eine wunderschöne, so we've not got a dative ending on that adjective either. In eine wunderschöne Stadt, because that's
genau.
the accusative version. But here we've got, heute sind wir in Koblenz aufgewacht, eine wunderschöne Stadt in Rheinland-Pfalz. Gut.
Genau. Schon bei unserem Frühstück haben wir neugierig auf die schönen Weinberge geschaut, die die Stadt umgeben, und uns auf einen sonnigen Tag gefreut.
Right, quite a long sentence there, and I think there's a couple of things. I've seen a couple of past participles, I think, that are both dependent on a haben in there or something like that, right?
Genau, ja, also let's look at the first part.
Yep.
Schon bei unserem Frühstück haben wir neugierig auf die schönen Weinberge geschaut.
Okay, neugierig is new for me.
Neugierig is curiously. So we can use this as an adjective or an adverb. Ich bin neugierig.
Mm-hmm.
Oder ich habe neugierig geschaut.
Right, so geschaut must come from schauen, which is to look at or to see.
Yes, to look at, yeah.
So, schon bei unserem Frühstück, so already at breakfast, haben wir neugierig auf die schönen Weinberge geschaut. So, the Weinberge, are they the vineyards?
Yes.
Okay, so we looked at looked curiously at the beautiful vineyards.
Genau, ja.
Okay.
Die Stadt umgeben.
Right, so we've got a relative pronoun here, die, meaning which, referring to the Weinberge, yeah?
Yes.
So which surround the city.
Yes. So I think this is something that a lot of people will find quite odd when they see it, because it's die. And you think there must be something wrong, but it isn't, because one is a relative pronoun and the other one is the article of Stadt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So already at breakfast, we looked curiously at the beautiful vineyards which surround the city.
Mm-hmm.
Und uns auf einen sonnigen Tag, sonnigen Tag gefreut. So we looked forward to a sunny day.
Yes, exactly, a sunny day.
Okay.
And as you pointed out at the beginning, there are several past participles that depend on the haben that we have at the beginning. So, schon bei unserem Frühstück haben wir, and then we have what is connected to this haben wir is geschaut und gefreut.
Gefreut, yeah. Okay, so we could have just said, schon bei unserem Frühstück haben wir uns auf einen sonnigen Tag gefreut.
Genau, ja.
Ja, okay.
Richtig. Good. Sehr gut, super.
Okay, let's continue.
Zuerst besuchten wir das über 200 Jahre alte kurfürstliche Schloss Koblenz und spazierten am Ufer entlang zum Deutschen Eck.
Okay, a couple of tricky words in here. To begin with, zuerst besuchten wir das über 200 Jahre alte kurfürstliche Schloss Koblenz. So, zuerst, we visited something that was over 200 years old.
Yes.
And it's the Schloss Koblenz, so it's Koblenz Castle, yeah?
Genau, yeah.
But what about the kurfürstliche?
So a kurfürst is a prince, and a kurfürstentum is a principality. We've seen this maybe some of our listeners remember listening to something about Liechtenstein.
Yeah, remember that, yep.
And Liechtenstein is a kurfürstentum.
Okay, so it's a principality. Mm-hmm. Okay. Und spazierten am Ufer entlang zum Deutschen Eck. So we walked on the bank all the way to the German Corner?
Ja, also am Ufer entlang means along the bank of the river.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Zum Deutschen Eck, ja. Ein deutsches Eck is capitalized, so it's... Deutsch is capitalized and Eck is capitalized, and that tells us also that this is a proper name and mm-hmm. not just a German corner. So it's not a corner, it's the German corner.
Right, and I think we're going to find out a little more about this in the next sentence, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
So let's continue on.
Das Deutsche Eck ist ein monumentales Denkmal zu Ehren Kaiser Wilhelms des Ersten.
Right. Now, Denkmal is a word that we've come across before, mm-hmm. And it's something to do with thinking and for a time. And when we think for a time about something, it's a memorial or a tribute or something like that, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a monument. Mm-hmm. Zu Ehren is in honor of,
yep. I'm sure I've seen that in a Christmas carol or something like that. Ehren.
Yes.
I can't quite remember the context.
And zu Ehren is followed by a genitive, which makes this so interesting. And that's why we say zu Ehren Kaiser Wilhelms. And now the genitive at the end, des Ersten.
Oh, wow. Now, I'm looking at the text here and we just see the number one in Roman numerals, but we have to say that out loud, like
yes.
Das Ersten or Des Ersten.
Des Ersten.
Des Ersten, wow. Okay, so das Deutsche Eck, the Deutsche Eck, the German corner, ist mm-hmm. ein monumentales Denkmal. It's a monumental tribute statue zu Ehren Kaiser Wilhelms. Des Ersten.
Yes. So obviously, this Kaiser was called Kaiser Wilhelm der Erste mm-hmm. in the nominative. So Kaiser Wilhelm der Erste ist einen Apfel.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Aber hier in the genitive ist es zu Ehren Kaiser Wilhelms des Ersten.
Right. And so just to double check, if I saw Kaiser Wilhelm the first walking along the street, mm-hmm. would that be den Ersten?
Ja, ich sehe Kaiser Wilhelm den Ersten.
Right, okay, so we have to make the article there change depending on
genau.
Mm-hmm. whether it's accusative or genitive or
genau.
Wow. Okay, so let's continue on.
Seine riesige Reiterstatue steht dort schon seit über 100 Jahren.
Okay, Reiterstatue. Reiter is something to do with riding. Is it a horse? Is he on his horse?
Yeah.
Okay. And riesig, I'm sure I've come across before.
It's gigantic.
Gigantic. Okay, so his gigantic riding statue stands there schon seit über 100 Jahren, has already been standing there for over 100 years.
Genau. So we can imagine it's Kaiser Wilhelm der Erste. Mm-hmm. On a horse.
On a horse. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Von dort hatten wir einen noch viel besseren Ausblick auf die Weinberge als beim Frühstück und konnten sehen, wie die Mosel in den Rhein mündet.
Okay, so from there, von dort, hatten wir einen noch viel besseren Ausblick. So noch viel besseren ist ein even better, even more better view auf die Weinberge, of the, a view of the vineyards, als beim Frühstück, than we had at breakfast.
Genau, ja, richtig. Und konnten sehen, wie die Mosel in den Rhein mündet.
Right, so mündet comes from münden?
Yeah, it goes, exactly, münden, and it means that it goes into another water.
Yeah, so we were able to see und konnten sehen, wie die Mosel in den Rhein mündet, how the Mosel, the river Mosel, in den Rhein flows into the Rhine.
Genau, yeah.
Okay, let's pause there for just a moment and we'll be back very soon to continue the rest of this text. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed, when I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, we are in Koblenz with Karl and Birgit, and they have been looking out over the vineyards from the Deutsche Eck. And let's find out what they did in the afternoon.
Am Nachmittag sind wir dann mit zwei anderen Ehepaaren unseres Schiffs mit der Seilbahn hoch über dem Rhein zur Festung Ehrenbreitstein gefahren.
Right, now I'm not sure about Festung Ehrenbreitstein, but we'll come to that. Let's look at the beginning of the sentence. So, am Nachmittag, in the afternoon, sind wir dann mit zwei anderen Ehepaaren unseres Schiffs. So, we did something. I'm seeing that the something that we did comes at the very end of the sentence.
Exactly.
So, with two other couples, Ehepaaren. Unseres Schiffs, so of our ship.
Yeah.
Mit der Seilbahn. Now we came across that in our first series of the Travel Diaries. Is that like a funicular railway?
Genau, ja, richtig.
Okay, so with the funicular railway, hoch über dem Rhein, high above the Rhine.
Genau.
Zur Festung Ehrenbreitstein.
Genau.
So can you help me with that?
So Ehrenbreitstein is the name, and a Festung is a fortress.
Ah, okay, right. So we went to the Well, we don't know whether we went or what we did, but the last word is gefahren.
Yeah.
So, yeah. we wait all the way to the end to find out that we travelled to the Festung Ehrenbreitstein, high above the Rhine, with the
funicular.
What do we call that? The funicular, thank you.
So what is maybe interesting for our listeners is that when they look up fahren in the dictionary, it will say drive. Yeah, and for us though, we can fahren mit dem Schiff, mit der Seilbahn, mit dem Schlitten, mit den Skiern. So you don't need to think it is driving in the sense of with the car. Yeah, it is moving.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Can we also look at the order in which all of these things are listed here? Because I'm thinking back to our lesson on, is it tekamolo? Is that the right expression?
Yes, exactly. Tekamolo, yeah.
So this is the order of things that happen within our sentence.
Yes, so let's look at this. So tekamolo, te, time, tempus, ka, causus, yeah, why, mo, modus, how, and lo, locus, where?
Here, okay.
Yeah?
Yep.
And here in this sentence, we start with am Nachmittag, and that is an adverbial expression, and it's when, yeah?
Yeah.
And then our second position is sind, our verb, and wir, our noun. And then we have dann, yeah? Dann is then. It is a bit of a filler, it's unnecessary, but we can use it. And that is another adverb of time.
Yep.
And then mit zwei anderen Ehepaaren unseres Schiffes, that all together would be an adverbial expression. And I think we can categorize this as how. Mm-hmm. And mit der Seilbahn is also how. Hoch über dem Rhein is where. Zur Festung Ehrenbreitstein gefahren.
Right. Okay, so we're seeing we've got two T's in there, two times. And then we've not got a causus, we've not got a why.
No, we rarely do, to say.
Okay.
It's very rare to have a causus in there.
So could we have said, if we did want to add in a causus, could we have put in something like, in order to visit the ruins or something like that? Would that be in there?
Yeah, that we could have put this in, yeah? So am Nachmittag sind wir die Ruinen der Festung zu sehen. Also sind wir dann, die Ruinen der Festung zu sehen, mit zwei anderen Ehepaaren unseres Schiffs mit der Seilbahn hoch über dem Rhein zur Festung Ehrenbreitstein gefahren. Yes.
What a wonderful German sentence.
Yes.
Okay, let's continue on. Something a little more simple in the next sentence.
Ja, genau. Wieder an Bord fragte Birgit, ob wir an Deck zu Abend essen wollten. Eine tolle Idee.
Okay, wieder an Bord. Once again on board, fragte Birgit. Birgit asked, ob wir an Deck zu Abend essen wollten, if we wanted to have dinner on deck. And Karl thought this was eine tolle Idee, a great idea.
Super, ja, genau. Birgit und ihre wundervolle Art können mich bis heute jeden Tag aufs Neue faszinieren.
Okay. right, I'm not 100% sure if I'm getting all of this, but Birgit and her wonderful
ways,
okay. Können mich bis heute jeden Tag. Right, is this saying something like she... still surprises me every day or something like that.
Yeah, Birgit and her wonderful way of doing things can still today fascinate me as if it were the first time. Yeah, aufs Neue.
Ah, right, aufs Neue. Right, that's the bit that I was missing.
Yes.
Okay.
What is also really interesting here for our listeners is, so we have an Birgit is one thing that fascinates Karl, and ihre wundervolle Art is another thing that fascinates Karl. And that's why we use können mich bis heute am jeden Tag aufs Neue faszinieren und nicht kann mich bis heute jeden Tag aufs Neue faszinieren. Because they're two things.
Yep. there are two things there. Mm-hmm. So two subjects,
yeah.
Birgit and her wonderful ways.
Genau.
Okay, so they can fascinate me as if it was the first time.
Genau. Ja? Als Birgit auf Toilette war, meinte ich, am liebsten würde ich sie noch einmal heiraten, wenn ich könnte. Worauf einer unserer neuen Freunde, Klaus, sagte, das kannst du.
Okay, so I think what he's saying here is when Birgit was at the toilet, mm-hmm. Meinte ich, I thought, is that meinen, to think?
Yeah, so it could be, here it's probably more sagte, yeah?
Oh, right, okay.
Because we know that he has voiced something to his new friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, am liebsten würde ich sie noch einmal heiraten, wenn ich könnte. Is that like saying, I would marry her again if I could?
Ja, genau, sehr gut, ja.
What's the am liebsten part? Because I've seen am liebsten meaning my favorite things or something like that.
Ja, so am liebsten, we see it often with am liebsten esse ich Pizza. Mm-hmm. So, my favorite food is pizza. And here we just have, it means it would be the best thing. Am liebsten würde ich das und das machen. Ja?
Oh, okay, so it would be the best thing for me to marry her all over again.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And wenn ich könnte there is an interesting verb.
Ja, it's können, natürlich. And mm-hmm. we have it in the Konjunktiv 2. We call this in German. It would be the conditional. I think in the Konjunktiv 2 is like the conditional as well as the subjunctive in English.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I could there, we can translate it that. And it is one of those verbs that, in a sense, you can almost think of it just as a piece of vocabulary, really, wenn ich könnte, if I could.
Genau, sehr gut.
So the sentence goes on.
Worauf einer unserer neuen Freunde, Klaus, sagte.
So, on which,
ja.
One of our new friends, Klaus, said.
Das kannst du.
That you can indeed do that.
Ja, genau. And then he adds, wir haben letztes Jahr auch unsere Eheversprechen erneuert.
Right, okay, so I've never seen these words before, but I think what he's saying is, last year we renewed our marriage vows?
Ja, genau, sehr gut, super.
Right, so erneuern, to renew?
Genau, ja, sehr gut.
And Ehe versprechen, so that's something that is spoken by an Ehepaar, so a couple, or couple speaking.
Well, die Ehe is marriage, ja?
Okay.
Die Ehe. And ein Versprechen is a promise.
A promise, or wedding promises. Okay, mm-hmm. I should have picked that up, Versprechen. I was seeing Ver going with Ehe for some reason, but now I realize it's Versprechen.
Genau, ja.
Okay.
Sehr gut.
Right, so wir haben letztes Jahr auch unsere Eheversprechen erneuert. Good, okay. Right, let's listen again to this passage. I'm going to be listening out for some of the things that we've spoken about here as we've gone through it, and hopefully things will make more sense this time.
Tag 3. Ausblick am Deutschen Eck. Koblenz. Und schon sind wir im nächsten Bundesland. Heute sind wir in Koblenz aufgewacht, einer wunderschönen Stadt in Rheinland-Pfalz. Schon bei unserem Frühstück haben wir neugierig auf die schönen Weinberge geschaut, die die Stadt umgeben, und uns auf einen sonnigen Tag gefreut. Zuerst besuchten wir das über 200 Jahre alte kurfürstliche Schloss Koblenz und spazierten am Ufer entlang zum Deutschen Eck. Das Deutsche Eck ist ein monumentales Denkmal zu Ehren Kaiser Wilhelms I. Seine riesige Reiterstatue steht dort schon seit über 100 Jahren. Von dort hatten wir einen noch viel besseren Ausblick auf die Weinberge als beim Frühstück und konnten sehen, wie die Mosel in den Rhein mündet. Am Nachmittag sind wir dann mit zwei anderen Ehepaaren unseres Schiffs mit der Seilbahn hoch über dem Rhein zur Festung Ehrenbreitstein gefahren. Wieder an Bord fragte Birgit, ob wir an Deck zu Abend essen wollten. Eine tolle Idee. Birgit und ihre wundervolle Art können mich bis heute jeden Tag aufs Neue faszinieren. Als Birgit auf Toilette war, meinte ich, am liebsten würde ich sie noch einmal heiraten, wenn ich könnte. Worauf einer unserer neuen Freunde, Klaus, sagte, das kannst du. Wir haben letztes Jahr auch unsere Eheversprechen erneuert.
I always think it's good to listen to something again after going through it, because that way you really do see things differently, because there are so many times when perhaps you've associated one word with part of a sentence and it actually belongs to another part of the sentence. I think that happens so often with German.
Yes, I hope our listeners will have found this now easier to understand, and also maybe have realized some of the grammar points that we discussed.
Now, if you would like to see more examples and further explanations, then you can check out the premium version of this course, which is available over at the Coffee Break Academy. And you'll be able to access the lesson notes, which provide further examples of the words and phrases used, and also the video version, where you'll be able to practice your pronunciation as you read along with Carl. That's all at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Yes, and as we follow Carl and Birgit on their river cruise, we'll be posting photos of the beautiful locations on our Instagram account. Make sure you follow along and do let us know if you've visited any of these places too. Search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram and don't forget to follow us.
I'm thinking back to a time that I actually drove down. I think we were heading from Strasbourg would we be heading to Strasbourg if we were going down that way? And I remember being on the motorway up above Koblenz and seeing the way that the rivers were combining, just as Carl was describing. So it's a beautiful, beautiful part of Germany. Okay, that's it for this episode. Next time we're heading further on the river cruise, and you can look forward to that. But for now, Andrea, vielen Dank.
Vielen Dank, Mark.
Und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.